patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin, Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony. I'm a baller,
She will be NBA play-by-play for some team on TV within 3 years. Right now, she's part of the Bucks team on TV, but she's play-by-play only when they need someone to fill in. Good afternoon, Zora.
Hi. I love the introduction.
I know. I bet you always wonder, what's Homer going to say this week?
I do.
I know.
I do.
Well, there you got it. Tony, you want to add anything to the intro?
No. You got the fabulous show.
Thanks, Tony.
All right. Every week you're on, it's a week after Tony has already told us the Milwaukee Bucks will be woo champions. But
they will.
More important is to hear your week-to-week update. Anything?
Yeah, I think.
Go ahead.
No, things are good. Guys are healthy. In the middle of a long road trip here, so it's kind of like a getting through situation. Only, what, 7 games left in the regular season. Bucks still have that top spot. Giannis broke down the other day. He said, health is our number one priority, but of course, like, we're right there. Of course we want the top seed if we can get it. Love to be able to be in a position where Game 7 is at home. They have the best record in the East at home this season. The game against Denver was a great test. Unfortunate that it was on the second night of a back-to-back. I don't think we got the full capacity of what a Bucks-Denver matchup could look like. Another great test this week against the Celtics. But again, on the second night of a back-to-back, so everybody take that with a grain of salt. But heading into the home stretch here, I mean, we are in the home stretch, and Bucks looking good. Jay Crowder missed a number of games. He's back. When Dragic played his first game as a Milwaukee Buck, it was great to see him out there on the floor on a night where they needed, you know, some more guys with Giannis and Drew being out in Indianapolis right now. And then a game against the Celtics on Thursday and gear up for the last week of the regular season. That's what I got.
So you've had a championship. Are they the same? Is it different? Are they confident? Are they tired and ready to play games that matter? Take any or all.
I think they're right where they need to be. I mean, they're hungry. And remember, everybody on this team hasn't won a championship, right? Like, Grayson hasn't won a championship. Wesley hasn't won a championship. Javon hasn't won a championship. So there's guys that are in the rotation that still definitely have that fire of, I've never done it before. I feel like Joe Ingles has never won a championship. I mean, you know, key role players on this team, they realize that you want to be playing your best basketball at this moment, which they're doing, but you also want to make sure your body's where it needs to be. And they're going to be in an interesting situation because they're going to have to wait for those play-ins. So they're going to get like 10 days without a game before the first round. That's always interesting how you navigate that, how much you practice, how much you let the guys rest, and, you know, recalibrate, so to speak. So I think the guys are right where they need to be.
So
get some good work in. I can't sit around for 10 days. Who's banged
yeah,
up?
But like,
need some rest.
All of them?
Everybody's banged up?
Yep. Okay. I mean, Tony, you know what I mean by that. Like, they've all played a full NBA season.
Yeah, no. I mean real banged up, though. Not just like
nobody.
Not
like I don't think anybody. I think there's nobody. Go ahead, Dr. Zora.
No. That's the title I don't want. I think everybody's in a good place, though.
Well, you're a basketball doctor. Dr. Tony is a basketball doctor. You know when players are hurt. You can watch and notice things. So I say you're not where there was there. You know, you've had Middleton. Are you worried about him? No. Yeah, Lopez, no. I don't think there's anybody that you're worried about.
No.
Yeah.
No.
See?
I think everybody is right where they need. You know what? Holmes is usually the guy that gets crazy excited and a little bit overly excited. We have to calm him down. I find myself getting into that space a little bit, and I got to hold myself back. I got to bring myself back, kind of come more even keel. I don't want to get as low as, like, you know, that I want to stay in the middle here, but it's hard because I look up and down this roster, like, this team is so good, and I get to watch them every night, and they're so fun to watch. We just want it to all end up how it's supposed to.
Yeah, maybe so. You should call somebody from the Bulls, say, so what's it like? Where you think you're going to win. You just think you're going to win. You don't take anything for granted. You're not sloppy, but you think you're going to win. And that's where you are, right?
Yeah, well, it's not that you think you're going to win. You know you have the tools to win.
Right. Same thing to me, but...
No, because you think you're going to win.
It's a little nuanced.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just because you think you're going to win has a little bit of like a little conceited to me. Like, you think things are going to happen for you when we know in life nothing is guaranteed. Like, and this team realizes that. I think for this team, it's more so...
Homer's thinking, Zora, is the definition of trap game.
No.
Right, well, exactly.
I'm supposed to win. There's no supposed to, Val.
No, exactly. But that's my point. I'm not taking anything for granted. I'm not overconfident. That's what I said.
Right.
That's the way the Bulls were. The Bulls were, they lived it. They weren't overconfident. They were close games. They knew they couldn't take anything. Maybe it's different. Maybe they said, we got Michael Jordan, we know you're going to win. But then, so how do you act? What do you do?
You work hard,
right?
And you stay humble, but you also have a little bit of swagger and know who you are.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of you have been in that situation, and you know how to react. It's tough. That's why these guys are so good, because it's tough to navigate all those emotions and all those feelings. But because they're so low key, I think it works out for them. Like, Drew is just so steady. Even Giannis, Chris is very mellow. And so if you're a role player on this team, then I think you thrive off that because you see how all the main guys act. We're in like a wait and see situation. Like, there's nothing. Yeah, of course there's little things they can get better on. But if this team, as constructed, as they're playing right now, steps out on the floor against anyone, I feel like they have the tools to win.
Yeah. And I'm not going to say, well, all the fans expect you to win. They don't, you can't say they don't care about the fans, but I'm saying everybody on the Bucks team. Everybody on the team thinks they're going to win the championship.
No. They know they have the tools to do it. They don't know what's going to happen. I'm telling you, like, nobody would say, we're going to win.
No, not like that. I didn't say like that. Like, we're going to win. No. But
they're going to say, we're in a great position to win.
No, you've been in situations where you weren't overconfident. You just think you're the best and you're going to win, and now you got to go do it, and they'll be devastated if they don't win a championship. Well, that's the way to put it. How sad will they be if they don't? They're not taking anything for granted. They're not, as you said, a little bit of swagger, but they're looking at it going, let's go. Let's take care of business. What is business? Championships. What are you laughing for? That's the reality of who they are.
Bro, you handle him.
This is a lose-lose situation for us, Tony. I mean, I'm
done with this guy.
I'm officially declaring my allegiance for the conversation, because Homer's just having one of those days where, like, we're just not going to win. Because he's got it. I mean, yeah. Well, this is why we're disagreeing, because you don't see the difference between I know we're going to win or I think we're going to win, and we have the tools to win. Two different things.
They have the tools to win. That's what they...
Not every team has the tools to win.
They don't have the tools to win. They have the best tools. That's it. Do they have the best tools? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right, then fine. Then I'll live with that. They got the best tools.
No,
and when you're on a team that's got the best tools, you're going to be bummed if you don't win at all.
Yeah.
All right. I'll accept that.
Everybody's going to be bummed.
You use the word devastated.
Okay, devastated's too strong. What? Then
yeah, because I don't
too strong, bro.
They'll be bummed.
A little bit too strong. Yeah, they'll be bummed.
Yeah. This is what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to win the jump.
It's what they're set up to do. It's what they're set up.
Set up versus supposed to. Oh,
yes.
Fine. I'll live with set up.
But we got to gear up. I mean, I love your energy. That doesn't need to be anywhere near the locker room, though.
It's already in the locker room.
Go on Twitter.
You ask Giannis. You ask Giannis. I'll use other words. What he is. Will he be bummed if they don't win a championship? Will they be devastated if they don't win a championship? Pick a couple of words. Say, all right, between you and me, this will not go on with Homer in the Hall of Famer, but which is it? That's what I want to know. I want to know from Giannis, because he's carrying the most weight, right?
Yeah, but I mean, any athlete doesn't want to answer any questions about the championship right now. They haven't even got to the first round. Like, come on. You ever heard of, like, a jinx?
As I said, you know what I'm going to do?
He's heard of a jinx. He is the jinx.
All right, here's what I need to do. Who should I call from the Bulls to ask all these questions? Because they lived it, right? But who do I can't call Jordan.
They lived it. Where do they live?
They lived the expectations. They were set up. They were supposed to. To win the championship, and they did it every year.
I lived it, too.
You didn't win it,
though. We didn't win it. Yeah. We lost.
So you don't count.
Correct.
I need somebody who won it.
Let's be real.
We do these media days. Everybody every year is like, we're supposed to win the championship. That's our goal this year, is to win the championship. Like, only one team wins.
That's right. I don't know. You can't pick the year the Bulls won 72, because then they probably were. They would have been devastated. So it's not like that. We'll pick out like Bill Wennington. He's not big enough. Scottie Pippen, Horace Grant. Who do we talk to from the Bulls to give us what's appropriate for the Bucks to feel? Who'd you like to hear? They did it. They lived it. Did it.
Call Dennis Rodman. Call Dennis Rodman.
All right, Dennis Rodman.
I don't know why we need to call anybody. What are we asking them?
No, I'm not with the phone call, because
Zord says you can't ask the players; they won't talk about it now. So we got to ask players that lived it and what it really was like, and what's the truth, not just what they said publicly. Dennis
truth
Rodman
was they thought they had a good chance to win it.
All right. Okay, I think it's much stronger.
No one's sitting there saying, I know we're going to win.
I think it's much stronger than a good chance. But we'll ask them.
Not much stronger.
All right, we'll find out. Zara, last word. You always get the last word.
Yeah.
The last word should be shut up, Homer. Say it, Zara.
Yeah, say it. Say it!
Zara, say it so we can record it and play it later.
Usually I have something really good. You'll like this one. This is how good Drew Holiday is. Opponents are asking him for advice during the game, at the free throw line or after a dead ball. So Emmanuel Quickly from the Knicks has done it. Jaden Ivey.
What kind of advice?
Brown from the Nuggets. They're asking him about angles defensively.
Oh.
They're asking about his pace offensively. Like, you don't go that fast. Like, how are you getting around me? And Drew will answer them on the spot. I asked Dwayne Casey, the Detroit Pistons head coach. I said, Jaden Ivey is asking Drew Holiday for advice. He said, yeah, well, he should. And then Dwayne Casey said, Drew Holiday wrote me a handwritten letter to thank me for voting for him to be an all-star. He's like, if that doesn't speak to who that guy is, I don't know what will.
Yeah, that's better than shut up, Homer. Yeah, Zora. Nicely done.
That was great, Zora, but can you give us the shut up, Homer, please?
This is like, wait, okay. I don't know if Homer has heard of Sister Sister, but I'm going to give him a go home, Roger. Go home, Homer. Look up the show. You'll get it.
First you tell me to go home, and then you make fun of me. Hang up. Thanks, Zora. You're the best. Next.